If you've ever ended up scrolling through the Netflix library, bored and unimpressed, looking for something, anything to catch your eye, then keep listening, because I'm going to help you get through it.
The movie I watched last night that I found really interesting. So, hear me out. I was scrolling through Netflix when I saw this actor, whose name I'm not exactly sure of, but I know he's a great actor, so I had to click on the movie. And the movie was called Operation Final, and is about how in 1960, Israeli spies undertake a daring mission to capture this Nazi war criminal named Adolf Eichmann, and Adolf Eichmann was responsible for the extermination of Jews in all the occupied parts of Europe. And it's based on real events, and there's some really top quality actors, like the pilot from the new Star Wars movies. But there's also that one guy whose name I don't remember. Hold on, let me find it real quick. Nick Knoll. I don't know how to say his name. It's K-R-O-L-L. But like that guy, I just don't like him. Like, I don't like Big Mouth either. I just find it really unfunny, but I just don't like his voice. But he's all right in this movie. It's no reason not to watch it, even though it's probably the only reason not to watch this movie, because the rest of the movie is insanely good, and you should definitely try watching it. It just came out, I believe, on Netflix, but I think it was like made in 2013, and it's a really great cast of people, and I think you should definitely watch it. The movie I watched last night that I found really interesting. So, hear me out. I was scrolling through Netflix when I saw this actor, whose name I'm not exactly sure of, but I know he's a great actor, so I had to click on the movie. And the movie was called Operation Final, and is about how in 1960, Israeli spies undertake a daring mission to capture this Nazi war criminal named Adolf Eichmann, and Adolf Eichmann was responsible for the extermination of Jews in all the occupied parts of Europe. And it's based on real events, and there's some really top quality actors, like the pilot from the new Star Wars movies. But there's also that one guy whose name I don't remember. Hold on, let me find it real quick. Nick Knoll. I don't know how to say his name. It's K-R-O-L-L. But like that guy, I just don't like him. Like, I don't like Big Mouth either. I just find it really unfunny, but I just don't like his voice. But he's all right in this movie. It's no reason not to watch it, even though it's probably the only reason not to watch this movie, because the rest of the movie is insanely good. And you should definitely try watching it. It just came out, I believe, on Netflix, but I think it was like made in 2013, and it's a really great cast of people, and I think you should definitely watch it. Every time I meet someone new or meet a new teacher, mostly, they either sing me "Hey Jude" or they ask me if I'm related to John Wick. And I think that's another movie you should definitely go out and watch. John Wick is a very compelling action movie. Keanu Reeves as the main guy, as John Wick, obviously. It's full of cool cars, cool guns, awesome dogs, a lot of violence, and a cool little society they've built around the enterprise of, like, an assassin, like if assassins ruled the world, basically. A really, really cool movie franchise. There's three of them. I'd say the first one is definitely the best, but normally I'd say that sequels and the third movie are usually worse, like by a lot. Like how I hate Cars 2, but Cars 1 is so good. And Cars 3 is also good. But like the sequel to Cars was so bad. But in this franchise, all movies are pretty high tier. I mean, obviously the first one is the best, but the second one's really good and the third one's also really good.
Let me know if you've checked any of these movies out on my recommendation or if you've already seen it and probably agree with me because they're pretty awesome. But let me know at Jude's Movie Podcast on Instagram. That's at JudeSMoviePodcast. Let me know your opinions on the movies, if you think I'm an idiot for liking them. I'd rather not hear about that, but I guess all news is good news that you're watching my podcast. Let me know. Again, Jude's Movie Podcast on Instagram. I have a website in development currently. I just might have to pay for it to be developed. But other than that, I also have an email, 651961 at dps.net. Another place I'd like to take this podcast in is I'd like to have other people with different opinions than mine on this podcast to review movies and talk about ones we like and themes and analyzing the movie at a whole. Soon I'm going to have private first class Dominic Bustos on to discuss some movies, and that'll be a bunch of fun because he's the kind of guy that I feel like I can do an hour-long podcast without chopping it up into segments. But other than that, I'd love to have some other friends on. I got many people in mind. I've let them know that I'd love to have them on my podcast. And we could totally talk about whatever they want to talk about. And you, the viewer, will definitely get a kick out of it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'd love for you to tune back in next podcast, of course, because that's kind of how podcasts work. I need more viewers and stuff. But let me know if you want to have anyone on or if you want to be on. Just send me that message on my Instagram account, and I could totally have you on to talk about your favorite movie, and if I've ever seen it, because there's a bunch of movies I haven't seen. Again, there's hundreds of thousands of hours of television and movies, and there's no way I'm going to be able to watch all of it, even with COVID, like, absolutely destroying any ability for me to do anything else but work, go to school, and watch movies, of course. But yeah, just let me know if you guys have any ideas on this concept. I'd love your opinions. For people that want to laugh and are fans of comedy, which should be everyone. If not, please seek help. Kevin James came out with a new Netflix series called The Crew, which is like a sitcom about this racing car team, and they have a lot of problems. There's a couple characters that I find really funny, like, of course, Kevin James. He's the pit boss guy, and he like is the main guy, and then they get this new owner who really enjoys just changing everything that they love in order to like get money. And they have to work their way around it in pretty funny ways. And I just really think you should go watch it because it's a bunch of laughs. It's well written. I'm not a big fan of like the whole laugh tracks on sitcoms, but this one was all right because I was genuinely laughing along with them. I'm really excited to start this podcast. It's the very first episode. Thanks for tuning in. Seriously, let me know anything, any questions you might have, any recommendations you might have for me, like if my mic is the worst and if my voice is annoying. Let me know through the Instagram account or through email. Have a great day, everyone, and come back next week for my next podcast. Thanks, everyone. Bye.